This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some fun on a Monday, and well, to say there is gigantic news would be the understatement of the century. We're going to get to this FBI raid that should be on the top of everyone's list in just a moment. We have Medal of Honor Monday, of course, tonight, 1 hour from now. We have to talk about our band, Deleterious Consequences. I'm very excited about the band and the band launch. Oh, Michael, you don't know about the band yet. We'll get to that. We have yet another pro-lifer, another person on the right who's been assaulted in this country. Trump, the New York Times, trying to gin up a rivalry between Trump and DeSantis. We'll talk about America being more corrupt than Europe, and they're whipping people in New York City schools. Corporal punishment. What do you feel about that? All that and so much more tonight coming up on the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to any of that, what'd you do last night? Just hold on. At some point in time in the evening, you got with your wife, husband, kissed them goodnight, put the kids to bed, kissed them goodnight. Just picture whatever you did to go to bed last night. Maybe you live alone. Whatever you did. At some point in time, at some point, Lord willing, unless you pulled an all-nighter, at some point you crawled into your bed, doors were locked, laid your head down on the pillow, and you drifted off to sleep. But I want you to imagine this. I want you to picture this. Maybe you went up, did what I did last night, put your sons to bed, walked in there, prayed with them, put them to sleep, then went back a couple other times to yell at them for staying up, screwing off when they should have been asleep, went down, went to bed, and then 7 a.m. this morning, there's a pound on the door. Chris, how'd that sound in the microphone when I did that pounded on the table? Boom, I do my own special effects, baby. Quit. 7 a.m. this morning, there's a pound at the door. Your wife wakes up, rolls over. Honey, what's going on? You, of course, as man of the house, you get up, you get out of that bed. You go to the door. By this point in time, it's very clear there's not a man at your front door. It's clear there are 20 to 30 men surrounding your home. Now your kids are coming down from upstairs. Daddy, what's going on? Daddy, I'm scared. Daddy, are these men here to kill us? Daddy, what's going on? You approach the front door. They're shouting, FBI! And you say, hey, I'm going to let you in. I'm not resisting, not doing anything. Just remember, I got kids in the house. There's 7 kids in the house. I'll do whatever you want. You open up the door, they come in, and they have their weapons all pointed at your chest. Your wife is screaming and crying and just scared out of her mind. Your children, think what 7 children are mentally going through as 30 FBI agents point rifles at their father's chest. As a child, you don't know if this is the last moment you'll ever lay eyes on your father again. Think what that's like. Now, I want you to accept something, because until we grow up and accept where we are as a country, we can never properly take on this evil. There are things you must accept, things I must accept. Those 30 thugs with guns, they were with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And they were not there to arrest a man who robbed a bank, was some kind of child predator, murderer, drug lord of any kind. Those 30 federal agents kicked in that person's door because he stands out in front of abortion clinics and tells young ladies they have options other than abortion. That's what he does. He's a sidewalk counselor for women walking up. In case you don't know what these people do, they don't yell and scream. They don't cuss anyone out. They tell scared young women who don't think they have options that they do have options. Free ultrasounds, things like that, adoption. They explain the options of life. This is a human being. Mark Houck is his name. He's saved more lives in his life than I will ever think about saving in my life. He is a life saver. But because the official stance of the entire United States government, not just the Biden regime, of every single part of the administrative state, the official stance of the United States government is you should be able to murder babies at will. So what do? With some uppity sidewalk activist, you get with the local U.S. attorney, which they did. You cook up some crime. You know what he did? You know what the crime was? The actual justification they used? This guy, at some point in time, Mark brought his 12-year-old son to one of these things where he could counsel and talk to young women. Of course, because the pro-abortion activists are demons, they start screaming at his son, gets right up in his son's face, calls him the F word. It's a derogatory term for gay people if you want to figure out what that F word is. Mark pushes the man falls down. How serious was the crime? No local charges brought, attempted civil suit tossed out, all had been forgotten. So why do this? Well, we have new breaking news. Mark found out that the FBI was looking at him for this, and he was confused and horrified, and Mark reached out through his attorney to the FBI and said, hey, if I'm going to be arrested, no problem. I'll come turn myself in. It's not a problem. I'm a peaceful person. The FBI said, nope, no need for that. We'll get back to you, and sent 30 armed agents to his door. Now, I want you to understand something I have tried over and over and over and over again to get through, and I'm never going to stop trying this. Right now, what I just described was not about Mark Houck. The Trump raid was not about Donald Trump. If you only think about it like individual instances and individual people, you will not at all be able to grasp what is happening in your country. There is not some pendulum swing where it's swinging the other way. The administrative state of the United States of America is hardening and weaponizing against you. They have determined you are an enemy of the state. Anybody, Mark Houck or you, who makes too much noise will be silenced. Now, you can sit there and say, Jesse, he's not going to get convicted. He doesn't have to get convicted. It's not about Mark Houck. It's about you. It's about you waking up, reading the story about a Catholic pro-life activist, finding out the FBI sent 30 armed men to his door, and now what do you do? What would you do if the offer came across your desk today? What would the author do? Or what would you do if the offer came to go do some pro-life activism in front of an abortion clinic? I'll tell you what you'd do. Maybe you'd do it, maybe you wouldn't, but you would have in the back of your mind this FBI raid. This is about creating fear. This is about intimidating you. This is about the federal government not only coming after you for everything you hold dear. This is about the destruction of the country. What's happening at the Federal Bureau of Investigation? What is happening within the walls of the FBI? It will end the United States of America. It will end it. We have three paths we can take, and only three are available to us. The complete dismantling of this agency, scatter it to the winds, or there can be a mass revolt. Not 10 guys, not 20 guys. There can be a mass revolt from within the walls of the FBI, or the United States of America will end. It will cease to be a country. Less than a century is all it will take. You want to know why I say that? Let's game this out. Let's be forward thinking and game this out. We'll game this out in just a moment. Before I get to that, we also have this headline. Atlanta Fed chair says the U.S. economy needs to feel the pain of a recession now to avoid deep, deep pain later. Who's been telling you this for a long time? Who's been telling you they are intentionally driving the car into the ditch to avoid it driving off a cliff? Please tell me you've got some gold in your physical possession by now. Please. Oxford Gold Group is right there. They're totally laid back and chill. I sent my own dad there. That's how much I love and trust them. They'll work with you on the phone. They will get gold delivered to your front door. Get some gold coins in your hand. I don't know how deep this gets. Call 833-995-GOLD. Tell them Jesse told you to call. 833-995-GOLD.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
But my heart keeps calling me backwards. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It's a Medal of Honor Monday. I swear things are going to get lightened up here, and we're going to argue about something. Well, I don't know if we'll argue. I'll tell you what, I don't know if we'll argue. I might even, way, way later, don't do this. I might even take calls on this. One of the most controversial things you can bring up is the spanking of children. For a lot of reasons. We'll get to that. I'll get to that about 10 minutes from now. Apparently, they're spanking kids in New York's public schools. New York City's public schools. It's one of those things, the people who are passionate about it are so passionate that you should never discuss it on the radio. It's the worst thing in the world to do, to bring up spanking on the radio. And no, I don't. Grow up, Chris. It's the worst thing in the world to bring that up on the radio. So, of course, we're going to bring it up here. What, Chris? Didn't my mom get a paddle? Well, yeah, my parents beat me with many things. At one point in time, I was spanked with, we had a piece of wood that kept the windows from sliding open. You know, like a sliding glass door, how you put a piece of wood in the rails? I was spanked with that. Definitely got the belt. They use their hands a lot. But at one point in time, I know you're going to find this shocking. I was, a little bit of a rotten kid. All right. Stop, Chris. I was not that bad. The elder at the church, one of the elders of the church, handmade an oak paddle and gave it to my mother. This is a true story. And gave it to my mother, saying it was to save me from the devil. I'm not making, that's a true story. I think I have a picture up. I think I have a picture somewhere of the oak paddle. My mom still has it. She'll text me a picture of it some kind. So yeah, we're going to talk about spanking of kids here in 10 minutes. All right, before we get to that, focus. Before we get to that, one thing real quick, because I have to go into this FBI and gaming this out and why it'll end the country. I've been telling you about chalk for a long time. I know you already know, hardcore anti-communists, natural herbal supplements, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days with a male vitality stack. Ladies, female vitality stack. Want to feel better? Want to lose weight? I mean, this is where it is. I talked to them about it and they agreed with me. Here's what I go through at Chalk. Because I take the male vitality stack, I've been on it 6 months. I always have to get a hold of them for more, right? So they'll send it to me, but every time I'm out, I never realize I'm going to be out. I don't forward think at all. It's until I go to the bottle of Tomcat one there's nothing in it, then I have to get a hold of Chalk and they send me more. So we talked about it. They have a subscription thing now. 35% off the subscription for life. For life. Now, this is a limited time only thing, but if you want what I wanted, I don't want to have to think about it. Just send me my stuff as soon as the time's up. If you want what I wanted, you can get 35% off the entire life of the subscription, but it's limited time, okay? CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Back to the FBI. Think about this for a moment. I want you to really, really think about this. In the minds of what percentage of Americans, when you hear FBI, in the minds of what percentage already roll their eyes or shake their head? Now, when I was a child, for most of my life, that number was 10%. There's always been anti-FBI people, of course, who turned out to be pretty pathetic, but that was 10%. Now, what's that number? 50? At least? 60? You know, there are a bunch of Democrats, normal Democrats, who can't, they won't vocalize it because all the communists who've taken over their party are so nasty. But you know, they're forward thinking enough too to think, this ends really badly for all of us, guys. This is scary. So, okay, let's say it's 50%. That's conservative. Let's say it's 50%. 50% of the country right now is watching what happens at the FBI and they're horrified. Okay, well, let me bring up a scenario we've already brought before. This is a benign one. Let me bring this up. Tonight, you go home, sitting down with the family. Go to the front door. Hey, it's Special Agent Jerkwater here. We got word that there's been a kidnapping of a child in your area. And we know you didn't have anything to do with it. We're not here for you. But we've seen this guy. We've seen pictures of this guy. We think he might be involved. They hold up a picture to you. Have you ever seen this guy? Let me ask you. Do you trust them? I know that's a crazy thing to think about, but have you thought about this? I'm telling you right now, if they held that picture up to me, I would think to myself, what is this guy, some pro-life activist you're trying to frame? It would cross my mind, right? I'm not saying I would lie. I certainly wouldn't. I wouldn't talk to him without a lawyer, but it would cross my mind. Oh, is this some guy you're trying to frame for something? Is this another Republican or person on the right who you're trying to bust for? It would go through my mind. And that is about to get worse. Because they can't stop themselves, that's about to get worse. But wait, there's more. What if you go to the mail tonight? Open up the mail. What is this? Got this official-looking letter. You open it up, and it's, oh, jury. I got jury duty. Dang it, jury duty. And you show up. You get put on the jury. And you find out it's a case the FBI was involved in. Whatever the case is, I don't know, I don't care. Whatever the case is, whatever you're looking at, murder, kidnapping, drugs, who knows what it is? Look, pedophilia, something really gross. Are you believing the evidence the FBI obtained? Are you believing what they put forward? Is it going to be possible to get a conviction in half the FBI cases going forward? These are the minor things to think about. I mean, remember, maybe that question itself made you uncomfortable. Remember, this is the FBI. They sent agents to kick in the door of a journalist because the journalist was allegedly in possession of Joe Biden, his daughter's diary that had some really ugly allegations about Joe in it. Joe Biden turned to the FBI and he sent them after this person. Do you see where this is going? This tears the nation apart. Because either the FBI is held in check by state governors and state AGs and sheriffs. Remember, that's what needs to be happening right now. It's not happening. The FBI is only getting worse. Either way is a bad outcome. Either you have a fully unrestrained checka, which we currently have, or you have states, obviously it would have to be red states, you have states who decide to become a bulwark for their citizens, and that ends ugly too. What do you do when you turn on the news 2 years from now? And the state of Texas, the Texas Rangers, are standing there in a face-off with the FBI. You see where this goes? Are you starting to understand and appreciate the magnitude of what is happening right now? You think it's some pro-life Catholic guy in front of an abortion center. That sucks. I'm not going to dwell on it. Okay. Don't dwell on it. But you better understand this ends America if it's not fixed. It ends America. What are we doing to stand up to it? Because it has to be legal, right? Well, we have the low-T GOP. That's great news. That's very exciting. All right. Spanking. Ooh. Let's talk about it.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Don't worry, we got Medal of Honor Monday coming up about 30 minutes from now. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We still have to talk about the Trump-DeSantis feud. The New York Times is poking. Of course, that's predictable. We'll talk about that. Talk about how America, we're more corrupt than the European countries we like to make fun of. Yes, I know you're going to be weirded out by this, but I'm going to bring up Italians in a positive light of some kind. There's still so much more to talk about tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. I did want to play this little clip, though, before I get to the spanking in New York City schools. And what do you think about that? My buddy Dan Bongino had an FBI whistleblower sit down with him. Just one final thing. I want you to listen to this man and learn.
The FBI has bought in 100%. To the hype of January 6th. They have said it's the biggest investigation they've ever done, bigger than 9/11. To me, that's incredible.
They said that.
And I had friends that were gonna go down there, current agents, active duty, you know, guys that were carrying the badge and the gun, they were gonna go down to the rallies, and for just logistical reasons, didn't make it. They were able to retire safely, probably just because of that mishap, because otherwise they would have been under investigation, as far as I could tell. And I know that there are friends in my group.
Even though they were exercising their First Amendment right.
I know two guys that have been suspended without pay, their security clearance revoked for showing up to listen to the President of the United States.
No criminal activity whatsoever.
None. And the allegation is absurd that they were engaging in some sort of like obstruction of the federal proceeding.
I know we care about inflation. I do too. I know you're getting crushed. I know you care about the border. I do too. I know we care about pro-life and taxes and spending and the debt. But all these things are incredibly important. I'm not acting like they're not. And I know that's also not a sentence, speaking of not acting like they're not. But I also know this. There's nothing more dangerous happening in the United States of America right now than what is happening at the administrative state level. It's not just that they own it all. They own it all. And they are using it more aggressively than they ever have in the history of this country. Do keep something in mind. Stalin, Mao, those types. Oh, they personally killed plenty of people on their way to power. Once they took power, that's when the mass killings started. You know, Stalin never pulled the trigger again. Mao never pulled the trigger again. Stalin and Mao, once they took power, didn't kill a soul. Their state police agencies killed millions and millions of them. All right. Enough of that. Because, look, there's good stuff to talk about on top of Medal of Honor Monday. There's Joe Biden on the outs. So Joe Biden is big time on the outs with the Democratic Party. You've got to love this out of Jen Psaki.
I think what the advisory committee is going to be voting on later this afternoon is are we going to allow district...
That's not Jen Psaki. Maybe she has a cold. This is Jen Psaki.
Look, I think that Democrats, if the election is about who is the most extreme, as we saw, you know, Kevin McCarthy touch on there with Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'll say her name, sitting over his left side, then they're going to win. Mm-hmm. If it is a referendum on the president, they will lose. And they...
Ow. She's been out of the White House for 15 minutes. I'll tell you, I'll talk about that in 10 minutes. I have to do this. Because this was the headline today. Over 1,600 instances of corporal punishment reported in New York schools. And once again, I'm going to just throw this out there. I'm very blessed that I'm allowed to say whatever I want. It's wild to think that this gigantic syndication company, the biggest one on the planet, Premier, they hired me, had no idea if the show would work, and they never tell me what to say or what not to say. And it allows me to engage in things that you never should engage in. Nobody, not one person on the right today is going to come on the radio and discuss spanking of any kind. Because it's horribly controversial. Horribly. No matter what you say, you'll make somebody mad. Those are the best topics, though. I find them to be exciting. It's even more exciting than our band we started last week, Chris. And we'll get to that in a second. But, all right, spanking in schools. First of all, let me give you my personal philosophy on the spanking. I already told you about the paddles and how I grew up. I grew up, I got spanked. Got paddled all the time. I deserved it pretty much all the time. Okay, that was something. My kids, when we had kids, my wife and I were both pro-spanking. Now, I will tell you, we didn't do a ton of it. There was no paddle or belt involved, and we haven't done it for years and years and years and years. I would guess about the time they were 6 or 7, we really stopped doing it. Honestly, I don't know why. Our kids are so good. They're so good. Obviously, they take after their mother. It just never comes up. And now I think, in my opinion, they're a little old for it. 12 and 13. You can hurt them in other ways without smacking them in the rear end. Just take away something they love. It's fantastic. It's one of my most fun thing to do. Oh, okay. Guess who doesn't get to play video games for a week? You basically, he would get paddled 1,000 times if you let him play video games. You hurt him way worse. But anyway, so that was me. I'm not anti-spanking at all. We spanked our kids not a ton. It was always a swat in the rear end. You know, more of the embarrassing thing. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you were putting time out or grounded, whatever you believe. But I'll tell you what I think about a lot. And I do think about this a lot. When I hear these arguments from pro-spanking people, they're great points. When I hear the arguments from anti-spanking people, parents shouldn't hit their child and just raise them in love and things like that, that sounds like kind of hippie crap to me. But I do understand. That's rude. They do make good points. They make very, very valid points. When I hear these things, I think the points are valid. I think you could probably strike some kind of a balance, maybe like we did. But again, I'm not exactly father of the year, so I don't know about this. But I will say this. We were spanked in school when I was a kid, and I'm not even that old. When I was up to about the 5th grade, I was in school, public schools in Ohio. Every teacher had a paddle. All of them. It was universal. They all had paddles. Some loved to use it. Some never used it. But they would take you into the hall and they would make you slide a desk into the hall and they would bend you over the desk and paddle your freaking rear end. Now, I've got to be honest with you. Now I'm going to make myself sound like a big hippie weenie. I'm fine with punishing my kids. If my kids are out being idiots, I'm fine with the neighbor yelling at my kids or something like that. I'm not namby-pamby about that. I think if a teacher hit one of my kids, I don't mean punch or something like that because then I just kill him. If my teacher had a paddle and spanked one of my kids, I think that would be a big problem for me. What, Chris? Chris said, would I let the guy down the street spank my kid? No, I would not. I would not, and he might not have hands anymore if he actually did that. And look, that's just how I feel. But this is one of those things. It's one of the weird things I'm torn up about. And I will take calls on this later on in the show. Don't bother yet, because I'm genuinely curious about your position on this. Here's what I'm torn up about. I don't want a teacher hitting my kids. I don't want a neighbor hitting my kids. You can yell at them. You can come to me. You can shoot. I'll make him go work in your yard and stuff like that. I'm that dad. I'm fine with that. Don't hit my kids. However, this point that pro-spanking people make all the time is irrefutable. What generation was nutso and what generation was a lot more disciplined and squared away? If you grew up in a family where your aunts, uncles, and fathers, they'd wail away on you if you were an idiot, how'd you turn out? I don't mean abuse, obviously. I don't mean abuse, but how'd you turn out? Something to think about. All right. Joe Biden's on the outs. Hang on. I've got an
animal inside of me. This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
the Jesse Kelly Show. I do love Metallica, but will Metallica ever rise to the level of deleterious consequences? Our new band? Remember when we formed a band last week, Chris? Fauci used that big word. No one, I certainly don't know what it means, but deleterious consequences. And we decided that we're going to form a band and call it that. I don't have to play an instrument, Chris. We'll get someone to play it for me, all right? It doesn't matter. What you need to know is I'm a front man. And I was already going over some lyrics for our first, because I'm going to be a singer-songwriter for Delirious Consequences. I am. And it was like, Delirious Consequences! And I liked it. No, it was really good. We're going to have a song named after the band. That'll be our first song. I haven't decided where we're putting you yet, Chris. Certainly not out in front, somewhere in the shadows. Maybe... is there like a Jewish instrument or something like that? Man, Chris said it's called manager. Chris, that's not right. That's stereotyping your own people. No, you've got to play like cymbals. Cymbals, you can handle cymbals. Michael, like a saxophone or something? Can you play something? Are you serious? You should see Michael too. He has one of these ridiculous mops of head on his hair. Maybe I'm just a little bit jealous, but he has this ridiculous head of hair on him. He'll be perfect. He'll be our saxophone guy. And then I'll be up there holding onto the microphone, all in passion. Delirious Consequences! What, Chris? Don't cut the mic off, all right? Anyway, here's Joe Biden. And I hate to bring up stuff that's kind of disgusting, but are we going to have a conversation about Joe Biden and his conduct around children? And listen, this is not some kind of a one-off. There is a laundry list of videotape out there of Joe Biden all over little kids. There's a videotape of Jeff Sessions when he was in the Senate. His granddaughter was with him, his young granddaughter. And Biden reaches over for his granddaughter, and Jeff Sessions slaps Joe Biden's hand away. It's you can go look at this. I'm not making this stuff up. We have the Ashley Biden diary. The Ashley Biden, remember, no one could verify it was true until the FBI kicked in the door of a journalist who was alleged to have had it, which basically tells us it's true. And Ashley Biden had some horrible things to say about her father in there. Predatory behavior, constant public predatory behavior. And remember this, these people, I gotta move off this, is too gross. These people who prefer children, they conduct themselves exactly like this. This is not a one-off. This is all the time. Hey, whenever he sees a kid in the crowd, his face lights up like mine does when I get a Meat Lover's pizza delivered. It does. Oh, look at you. Oh, how old are you? Oh, 8. Woo-hoo-hoo. Prime time, baby. He does it all the time. And everyone's laughing in this video. I don't think, given his history, I don't think this is funny at all.
But guess what? We got a lot to do. You gotta say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway.
It happens a lot. All right. The good news is, there is some good news out there. And remember, it's not just that Medal of Honor Monday's coming. The good news is, I do believe my prediction from a long time ago that they're going to dump him. I believe that's pretty much a guarantee. Before we get to that, let me get to this really quickly. Actually had my son ask me on the way to school today, believe it or not. He said, Dad, why don't I ever see Pure Talk stores? I know we have Pure Talk. Why aren't they stores? Because, you know, you drive around, you see Verizon stores, you see AT&T stores, you see T-Mobile stores. You see all these stores. Where are the Pure Talk stores? Well, why do you think the average family saves over $900 a year? Why do you think my bill for my family of four got cut in half? Pure Talk doesn't have stores, so you're not paying for 2,000 stores across the country and 5,000 additional employees. Instead, they have American-based customer service with Americans on the phone who speak English. and your bill gets cut in half, and you're not funding all the disgusting things these cell phone companies push all the time. Pure Talk's never done that, ever, and never will. And if you dial #250 from your cell phone and say Jesse Kelly, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. Now, Jen Psaki, I played it earlier. Let me play this again for you.
I think what the advisory committee is going to be voting on later this afternoon is are we going to allow distribution of the Moderna vaccine for everybody over 18?
I once again hit the absolute wrong button. Hey, Chris, it's 6, not 8, you big dummy. That was Chris's fault, I think.
Look, I think that Democrats, if the election is about who is the most extreme, as we saw, you know, Kevin McCarthy touch on there with Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'll say her name, sitting over his left side, then they're going to win. Mm-hmm. If it is a referendum on the president, they will lose. And they know that.
Why do that if you're Jen Psaki? Because I got that a lot. I actually had a bunch of emails. Jesse, why would Jen Psaki do this? Jesse, I don't understand. Because she left Joe Biden's employ like 5 minutes ago. Here's why you don't understand. Because you have values. You have a value system. If somebody approached you with a life-changing career opportunity and gave it to you, and then for whatever reason you left after a year or two, you would probably never say a bad word about that person ever. Like, you know, my mentor, Michael Berry, he's the only reason I'm sitting here talking to you and not still selling RVs in Alvin, Texas. He's the only reason. You could hold me down and tear my fingernails out. I would never say a bad word about Michael Berry ever. I owe him for life. I get to screw off for a living for 3 hours every night now because of him. But why does Jen Psaki do it? Why would you leave and immediately slip a knife in between the ribs of your former boss? He gave you your shot. Because Jen Psaki understands full well the system, a corrupt, rotted system like we have. It's not about, has never been about, and will never be about an individual. The system is about serving a demonic, destructive communist god. The system has a purpose at all times, and you only remain in the good graces of the system while you are still useful to it. There is no loyalty from the system. The system isn't loyal to Joe Biden. Joe Biden was simply a useful, demented old fool they could use to usher in all the things they wanted. The second Joe Biden ceased to become beneficial to the system's goals of destruction, which he's not beneficial to, the system decided he was gone. I've been telling you a long time, they're going to take this Hunter Biden stuff, Hunter Biden, his legal trouble, and they're going to use it behind the scenes to strong arm Joe Biden from running again. I've told you before, so I don't have to say, write this down, because I've said it to you 1,000 times. Joe Biden will announce for medical reasons that he's not running for re-election, and he'll do so, I would guess, within a year. That gives them time to get a primary fired up. It's coming. What else is coming? Oh, just a little thing I like to call Medal of Honor Monday. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.